This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
And good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. However, I am not Scott Watley. I am Dan Mueller. And if you don't know me, I am the co-host of Rush to Reason. And you can catch me and John Rush every weekday afternoon from 3 to 7 right here on KLZ 560. And Scott is off on very, very important business. And today is Your Money Matters with Mr. Cuth Rogers, the owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage.
Well, thank you very much. And his business is not hunting this time.
No, I mean, he's really off on real business.
And our prayers are with him and his wife. So,
serious stuff.
Yes, it is. Very serious stuff.
Serious stuff.
Nice to see you again in springtime in Colorado. Can you not just love it?
Spring. You know, we don't really have spring here, though. It just goes right from winter to summer.
Actually,
it's beautiful.
75, 80 degrees to me is spring.
Okay, but 90 on Thursday.
Okay. That's fine. We got air conditioners in there. But the rest of the time, you know.
I know. I love this weather. This is like, I love it.
And the good thing about it, we don't see snow before Mother's Day. Because rule of thumb is you don't plant till after Mother's Day.
Right.
And I kept trying to convince my wife for many years that we could actually plant earlier because we see weather like this. So we tried it. It didn't work.
Nope.
We
not
get
last
a storm,
year.
Kill everything. Yep. I'd have to go do it again. So now I wait till after Mother's Day.
You really have to.
I've heard
other personalities on this radio station saying they've already cheated and planted.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Hopefully nothing comes in on Friday, or actually Saturday we're supposed to be, 55 or something? Hope we don't get any snow.
You just never know. You never know. It could be 90 on Thursday and snowing on Saturday. I'm just telling you.
Why we love Colorado.
Absolutely. All right, Mr. Cuth Rogers. So let's talk a little bit about mortgages here before we get started with our guest. And so how to pay less percentage to own your home faster?
Well, I'm getting a lot of questions. You know, people will call up and they'll say, you know, rates are going up. Is now a good time? How much more are they going to go? And they're probably going to continue to sneak up. As the economy gets stronger, rates going up is actually a good thing for a lot of people, unless you're trying to buy a mortgage. But there are ways to save the interest that you're paying on a mortgage, even though the rate might be different. And a lot of people are not informed of that. They hear about it, but they don't understand the power of it. For example, if you're borrowing $350,000 on a mortgage, and instead of going 30 years, go 26. Payment might go up $100 a month, but you took 48 months off the loan. And if that payment's $1,500 to $2,000 a month, that's about $10,000 to $15,000 in savings, and it costs you $100 a month. So, and the other number that you run, let's say you can afford a little bit more. Let's say about $300, $350.
Okay.
Cut it to a 21-year, you save over $70,000 in interest. That's equity that you build faster.
That is huge.
Yeah. So there are ways to do it. You can, you know, if you're also comfortable, you can throw an extra $100 to $200 a month at your mortgage payment at your convenience. But if you discipline yourself to do it, it now becomes and starts to add up to a lot of money to give you the opportunity when you sell or if you need to get a second mortgage, you have that equity in there to do so to take cash out.
That sounds like the plan. That sounds like the way to do it. Let me ask you this though: let's say you already have a 30-year mortgage, let's say you got a decent rate or whatever, can you help your term by just paying extra?
Yes.
Okay.
The normal rule of thumb is make one extra payment a year, and you cut about 7 years off your mortgage.
Wow. Okay.
One extra payment
a
year, because we deal in the mortgages in this country are compound interest, which means they re-amortize themselves every month on the unpaid balance. So, and I've talked about this on the show, you're going to pay about 65 to 70% of the interest that you're paying on your mortgage is going to be done in the first 5 to 6 years because of that. So if you're throwing extra money at it, even though your payment doesn't change, you're not paying all that interest and you're cutting term off the back end. So it really works. Some scenarios show that it takes 20 years before your whatever your payment is, half of it goes to principal, half goes to interest. 20 years. So there
are
ways to take advantage of that.
That's fantastic.
And a lot of people are starting to look at that.
Yeah, to me, that's the way to do it. Term is a lot. Interest rate's a lot. So, but if you have more questions, personal questions, feel free to give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. Or, of course, you can check out Affordable Interest Mortgage by going to AIMortgage.net.
What did you mean by personal questions? How tall I am? what color my hair is? Is that, you said they can ask me personal questions.
No, I meant personal.
I know what you meant.
You got me. You got me. Yeah. You did. And you can ask him that. And by the way, he has very nice hair.
Yeah.
You have great hair.
It's gray.
It's gray, but it's great.
Each gray hair has a name. It's either my daughter, Jennifer, or my son, Sean. Each hair has a name. Every now and then I have to throw one into my wife, but the majority of them are my kids.
I believe it. No, I got kids. I get it. I totally get it. All righty, Kurt. Well, why don't you go ahead and introduce our guest?
Our guest, her name is Lindsay Radford. She's a good friend of mine. We go to the same church. I've known her for quite a few years. We're going to let her talk about herself here in a minute. But she runs a thing called Adams Camp, and it's quite an organization. Explain. Thanks for being on the show again. You were here once before, Lindsay.
I know. I can't resist a chance to come and hang out with you and your great hair. Not gray hair, great hair.
Great hair.
Great hair, not gray hair. Exactly. But the Bible always said, you know, gray hair is a crown of splendor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm believing it.
I don't know. That's not what my wife calls it, though.
So I work for Adams Camp. I'm the executive director of Adams Camp, and Adams Camp is really phenomenal. It is a camp for kids with disabilities, and we start at age one, and our oldest camper is 43, and we run two different types of camp. We have a therapy camp for the younger generations that are still working on some core skills as they grow, and then we have adventure camp, which is really the camp for kids who are ready to leave mom and dad behind, and mom and dad are ready to drop them off for 5 days, and they come up to Winter Park, and they just have an awesome time being independent, learning life skills, and going out and, frankly, having really awesome adventures out in the mountains.
Before we get into all the stuff you do, because we've talked about this before, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got into this business, your job before here, kind of how you ended up in Adams Camp.
Well, I'm a 40-something that had a midlife crisis. I used to manage news departments for TV stations, and I did that for 20-plus years, and I really enjoyed the work. I grew up as a kid who would sit down and watch the 5:30 news, and I would kick my brothers off the set because cartoons had to go off. It was my turn, and I always loved current events. That was just my passion. I thought it was fascinating to see what motivated people. I remember asking my parents about the Mideast peace conflict all the time, saying, like, I just don't understand why they can't stop fighting.
Yeah, what? Neither can the rest of us. So.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? I mean, we can get the neighborhood boys to quit fighting. How come we can't get these guys to quit?
I don't know.
Oh, I know. So I asked a lot of questions like that. And so I studied journalism and followed that whole path. I was a reporter. I was a producer. And then went into management. And so I loved my job. But I have to say, I must have been 39. I was giving birth to my third child, Noah, and we knew, we did an amnio, and we knew that he was going to have Down syndrome. And so we just said, you know what, we're going to count him among our blessings, and we're going to plow forward. Doesn't mean that we didn't struggle with it. As a parent, you really want to protect your kids, so it's hard not to be a little fearful of what does this mean all of a sudden. So we fast forward, we moved to Colorado, and my family's here, and so we were back in Colorado, and trying to get our footing. And when your child with a disability isn't born in the same place that you're now living, you have to reconnect with all kinds of resources.
Yes.
And so I met a great mom who had said, have you heard of this, this, and this, and this? And I said no to all of them. And she said, well, you definitely need to go to Adams Camp. And I said, well, what the heck is Adams Camp? I don't know what that is. So we enrolled Noah in one of their programs, and it was life-changing for us. So I joke that I drank the Kool-Aid early on and have seen the impact it had on our own son. So anyway, that's how I got to Adams Camp.
Through basically getting out of the news industry because of your third child, Noah.
I know. I joke that that kid has had more impact on more lives already. I mean,
blessing.
That's
what you talked about.
He may be small, but he's mighty.
Okay, so talk to us about Adams Camp. Let's first talk about, you talked about Winter Park. Is that the only place that you have it?
No, so we have Adams camps in Nantucket, in New Hampshire, in Ireland, in Texas, Alaska, and Colorado. And we're always looking at developing new sites as we go along. And we're actually really working hard on developing additional programming in Colorado, too.
Now, how did Adams Camp start?
Another phenomenal story. So if you rewind time 30 years ago, and therapy wouldn't be what it is today, systems and beliefs of what kids could do with disabilities was
a lot different.
Yes. So Adam was getting ready to go to public school, and he had cerebral palsy. He wasn't walking yet. And so the Adam's parents, Bob and Carol, were really concerned that if Adam didn't learn how to walk before he went into school, that the school would just automatically put him in a wheelchair and that would be the end of it. And he would pretty much be wheelchair bound for the rest of his life.
Right.
His parents said, well, you know, what if we, so they start talking to some of their therapists and like, well, hey, you know what? So-and-so's got a cabin. Let's go up to the cabin. Let's take a couple of kids. Let's spend 5 days or 6 days up there and let's all just go to a cabin, go off site. And we're going to work really hard on seeing what we can get done. And so these founding campers came in with their families and started working on all their different goals. And each kid had a different goal.
Right.
And before you knew it, they were into day three, and they were all sitting around the dinner table, all the families, and they saw Adam go to a walker and take his first steps. And because he took those first steps, he didn't go into elementary school in a wheelchair. He's never been in a wheelchair since. And if you meet Adam today, he's a charming flirt. He will charm your socks off.
That is fantastic.
And he's hilarious. But he's up and about and moving around just like anybody else would be. So when word gets out in the disability community that something really cool like this has happened, everybody wants in on it. And so before you knew it, you had a whole crowd of families that were coming together and saying, hey, we want a piece of this. Yeah, and so more than 30 years ago, they launched this whole program, and today it's just grown.
No, I was going to say, that's pretty amazing. And that started right here in Colorado.
Mm-hmm, it did.
So that's pretty cool, too. So how did they, so the word started spreading. Mm-hmm. So when did they actually, like, organize it then? When did they start getting it organized and, you know, started getting more people up there?
It took a couple of years. And the good thing is that they had a relationship with, at the time, the executive director of the YMCA at Snow Mountain Ranch, which is right outside Winter Park. And so they started talking, and as they had more and more demand coming in from families, you know, they eventually started using some of their site that provided, and it's a whole family camp. So when you come to camp, you don't only bring your kiddo with a disability. The siblings have a sibling program. We do parent programming and activities. And so it's a whole family camp. So they needed a lot of space. So the YMCA really, once that relationship began, that's what really allowed for the mushroom of growth that they had.
Now, you said on the first camp you went up that there was a couple therapists went through. Now, again, mm-hmm. because we've talked, explain how important those therapists are and how it's actually helped each child with their maybe their primary therapist or the ones that they're coming up that are volunteering.
Yeah, so our therapist, we our model is 5, 5, and 5. So 5 kids on a team, and there are multiple teams, 5 therapists on a team over 5 days. And so those therapists will include physical therapist, occupational therapist, speech therapist, sometimes behavior therapist, art therapist, and music therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we do is we form the teams based on what that group of kids needs, and we try to slot the kids so some of the similar needs are in the same group. And then what they do is they will start working with those kiddos in the morning at about 8:30, and they go until about 2:30 every single day. And they work on those objectives. So, you know, it could be speech that they're working on. It could be something as simple as learning to hold a pencil correctly. But when you have low muscle tone, as some of these kiddos do, that's a really tough task. It takes a lot of work. So they all have different goals that they're working on. But those trained therapists go through our training program, and then they go up to the mountains and then start working with the kiddos. So.
Now, are those therapists the kids' normal therapist, or is it just volunteers that do that?
We recruit and pay the top therapists from around the country to come in.
To come in for those 5 days.
Yep. So some are local. Some come out of our schools. Some come out of private practices. But these are therapists that the kids haven't seen. And what's truly beneficial, and we were certainly beneficiaries of this, is that you get to see new techniques come in.
Yes.
And that's really awesome. Because as a parent, sometimes, I mean, I'll be honest with you, some of these therapy offices are glorified closets, it feels like. You walk in, it's a very small room, and it's like double the size of your pantry, or take the size of a good-sized pantry, and that can be a therapist office space. And you're going in there with your kid, you're expecting your kid to work on speech, and they'll try to do it with toys. But, for example, my son is like, no way, this is way too boring, and there's not enough stimulation, and I'm out. And when a kid decides they don't want to do therapy, they're done.
And they're done.
They're not doing.
So when you... I find this interesting. So a therapist, I guess, can kind of get into a rut where they just do the same thing over and over again. And so you get to expose the kids to new therapists and new ideas at these camps, which could really, you know, you charge them and get them going.
Yeah, and the therapists love it because keep in mind, in the therapy world, if you're a speech therapist, you only work on speech in your little corner all the time. And now all of a sudden we're throwing you as a therapist in an environment where I'm a speech therapist, you're a speech therapist. Wait, he's a PT, physical therapist. I'm an occupational therapist. And we all have to work together to come up with the right objective. So an occupational therapist may cross lines all of a sudden and say to a speech therapist, you know, hey, when I was doing this with him, it really triggered a lot of speech out of him. So when you're working with him, you might try this activity.
Yeah, that was going to be one of my questions. Do they talk amongst themselves to help a child? Because they'll see things. One says this, one says that.
Yeah, and the cool thing about the program is at the end of each day, and they're taking notes the whole time they're going through all of this, but when they get to the end of the day, we call it teaming. And so these therapists come together, we throw them in a cabin where they're all living together, and now they'll spend hours talking about each kid and what worked, what were the good triggers for that child, what prompted the right kind of advancement toward their goals, what didn't. And sometimes they get stuck with kids that are real challenges, and they have to figure out, okay, we don't know how to get beyond this behavior. Like, what do we need to do? But when you have those minds, those five minds coming together, it's really stimulating. And it's cool because it's one of the few environments in the therapy world where you come together like this, because insurance, the way it's set up, it's everybody's slotted, and you only can bill for this amount of time, and you only get this much time with this kid once a week. And so there's not necessarily that crossover. Which is crazy.
That's really interesting. Okay, so let's do this. When we get back from the break, let's talk about the campers and who an ideal camper is, and who this camp would work out best for, and who those kids are,
yeah,
or those people are.
So great stories.
Okay, so this is Your Money Matters with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. I'm Dan Muir in for Scott Whiteley, and we'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
When people see the new, beautiful cat lodge at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they're pretty impressed. With its sleek condo spaces, stunning wall murals reflecting Colorado mountainscapes, custom-built cat trees made from real aspen and spruce, and a colorful and entertaining fish tank, we couldn't be happier to show it off. The Cat Lodge is a special place for cats of all ages and sizes to hang out when their families are away, providing much-needed peace and tranquility. Whether your special friend loves to lounge, nest, explore, or be entertained, you can rest assured that your special companion will find something that suits his or her fancy. The atmosphere is relaxing and stress-free and filled with cat-friendly activities and objects of interest. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we understand how stressful it can be to leave a beloved pet behind when you have to be away. Call Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center with your questions about our new cat lodge and our cat boarding services. 303-708-8050 or visit lonetreevet.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
All righty, welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and the special edition of Your Money Matters with Mr. Kurt Rogers. He's the owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage, and you can always find Kurt. Wow.
Okay, Mr. Cott.
Mr. Rogers.
You need an app. Are you
Mr.
okay?
Rogers.
You want some coffee? Charlie, we need to get him some coffee.
You can always find Mr. Rogers at 720-895-0500. Now, do you switch from, like, jacket to sweater when you walk in the office? Kind of like Mr. Rogers on TV, change your shoes when you come in and all that?
No, I don't.
No, you don't do that.
Do you know a little bit about Mr. Rogers?
Well, I used to watch him on TV.
Yeah, what he did before.
He was a Marine or something. Yeah.
Bronze Star gold medal.
Yeah, that's right.
Quite a guy.
Yeah,
he really was quite a guy.
Yeah, he also had that cool trolley that ran around.
He did.
Anyway, and you can find out more about Affordable Interest Mortgage by going to AIMortgage.net. And our guest is Lindsay Radford.
Yep.
And she is with Adams Camp. And Adams Camp, once again, helps children with special needs.
That's right. You got
and,
it.
Okay, so when we're coming out of the break, I was saying, who are the prime candidates for Adams Camp?
You know, we take everybody. We love everybody. So we have kiddos with Down syndrome. We have kiddos with CP. We have kiddos with autism. And it really just runs the gamut. We have some kids that are in wheelchairs. You know, I mean, it's...
So like a muscular dystrophy kid
yep.
could come in, ALS, the whole MS, the whole nine yards.
Typically, our kids are intellectually delayed.
There's
something there that's just slowing, whether it's physical development. It's a whole range, really, though, because in all honesty, it's just when you come, there are a lot of dual diagnoses that come into the world. And so you may have Down syndrome, but you may be struggling with a couple of other things. You may have apraxia, which means you have trouble speaking. So it just, we kind of pull everybody together and fit teams together with kids. And we do our best to never say never, in all honesty. You know, there are some limits to what we can do. So if you're really medically complicated, we're probably not the right camp for you.
Okay.
And if you're a really high-functioning kiddo with autism, we may not be the right space for you. But so we kind of hit that nice, sweet middle ground for everybody.
Now, you talked earlier about that there are two types of camp that you have, basically, when you go up there. You go from age 1 up to age 43. And I want to ask about the 43-year-old later. But you have a therapy and an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us who's in the therapy ages and what kind of work is done on those.
Sure. So I'm actually going to break it down even further. So if you're age 1 to 4, we do an early start program in the city. And it's one of our most popular programs. So basically, the difference with that is you don't go to the mountains because you're not quite ready. You probably don't have the stamina yet to go yes. through a longer day of therapy. So we keep it in the city, and it's 1 to 4, and age 1 to 4. And then we go from the morning for just a half day. And so the therapists come in, and they do exactly what they would be doing in the mountains with you, except it's in a little bit more of a controlled environment. You're not outside as much because right. these kiddos, frankly.
1 to 4.
Oh, they're exhausted by the time we're done with them. They are tired. I have a picture of my son. It's the best picture ever when we did early start. And I knew Noah would be starving, so I picked him up at noon. I have him in the back of my minivan. He's strapped in. I pre-cooked our gluten-free chicken nuggets. I turn around and look at him, and he looks like he's got a cigar, frankly, hanging out of his mouth. Only it's a chicken nugget. I mean, he's just passed out with this chicken nugget hanging out of his mouth.
He's tired. Hey,
we wore him out.
So, that's a picture you take.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. So that's early start. And then when you turn 5, you can graduate to mountain camp. And that's the best part because then you can really bring in your entire family. And mom and dad are there. They're not a part of they're not a part of therapy. Like, you check in your kid, and then you got to go. So my parents, I've been working on the summer programming for parents. They're going to do stand-up paddle boarding this summer. There's a boat cruise that they go on. We have hikes that we go on. They go to Glenwood Springs for a day, hanging out in the hot springs. They have, and for some of these parents.
That's perfect.
It's perfect. And it's the first time. I mean, there are parents that will tell you, we're coaching this family because they're afraid to leave their child. Like, we're going to go on a date night, and they're really afraid to go on a date night and leave their child. So some of these parents, we've got to work really hard to get them to just walk away and take time for themselves. Can you imagine having a 5-year-old and you haven't been on a date in 5 years?
No, I cannot.
Yeah, haven't had any time just to relax.
Yeah, you've got to have that time away. You got to have that time with your spouse.
You do. And so some of these parents, it's the first time they've had that break, which is just... I have 4 kids. I can't even imagine not having a date night every now and then.
How does that work? Right?
So that's the cool thing about therapy camp. Then you get to a point where at a certain age, Your therapy focus might be a little bit more on behavior. You're learning social cues and things like that. And of course, even kids with disabilities go through puberty. So yep. There are social cues you have to learn with that. And then, you know, they hit a point where they're really just like everybody else. They're tired of being bossed around by mom and dad, and they want to be left alone. And so that's where the great transition to Adventure Camp is. And Adventure Camp is awesome. They're going zip lining. They go down the Alpine slide. They do canoeing and rafting. And we team up with the National Sports Center for the Disabled to help us run these programs. And so they come alongside us during the summer. There's horseback riding. I mean, it is truly an awesome camp. And we have a running joke. And the parents that have adventure campers will say this to me. They're like, oh, no, if there was a way for us just to pull up and open the door and shove our kid out and keep driving, we would. They're like, they will show up. Literally, they'll show up an hour before drop-off time to 2 hours before drop-off time. Because the kids are so excited to go, and the parents are so excited to drop them off.
Well, I would think that, you know, a child's watching TV. They're learning how to adapt and how to speak. And then as they're watching TV, they're seeing all these things going on. And then all of a sudden, they're out there doing them. It's mm-hmm. like, okay, I'm ready to be who I want to be and move mm-hmm. forward. That would be very exciting.
Well, I mean, and you know, they love it. It's freedom. They get to be with really cool camp counselors that come in to work with them. They've got a whole group of volunteers that are with them. And, like, they're with the cool kids. I mean, these are kids that they idolize and think are really cool. And, you know, one of the favorite activities, which I always think is kind of funny. So we do an Estes Park weekend as well, and that's in the fall. And the kids are always instructed to bring some additional money. They love going shopping without mom and dad. They can buy.
I mean, so do my kids with my credit card.
Yeah. Exactly.
But it's their chance to not have someone say, no, you can't buy that. That's a dumb thing to buy. Why would you buy that? And it's like, no, I want this. I'm going to get it.
If you got the money here, go ahead and buy it.
Yep.
No, I love that. So the adventure camp, how long does that last?
So that's also 5 days.
5 days. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Age group normally?
So roughly 12 all the way up. And like I said, our oldest camper is 43. He's been coming since one of the very first camps. And we've just never said no. That's where his friends are. He's made those relationships over the years. And it's his time to go back and be with his buddies.
How many kids are in adventure camp? Are there five? I mean, how many kids do you know?
So that therapy model doesn't exist. So they have counselors and they have volunteers that help run adventure camp.
Right.
And so the 5, 5, and 5 model. So you have to be fairly independent. You have to, but fairly independent with a lot of guardrails that we put into place for you. So, and there are about 50 a week. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
50 a week.
Yeah. And so we break it up. So the younger kids, 18 and under, stay in one group. And then there's the 18 and older group.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
50. How many of these do you do a year?
So Mountain Camp runs 5 weeks in the summer. And that's for adventure and for therapy. And then the adventure campers, they do a downtown weekend. There's a fall road trip. There's a winter week that we do where they do all winter sports. There is the Estes Park trip that I told you about.
Yes.
But the challenge for us is that, you know, YMCA is already at capacity for us. They really can't, we can't really expand with them. So what we're looking to the future is how do we expand Early Start, which is that 1 to 4.
Okay, let's talk about that when we come back. Let's talk about some of your needs and what the future looks like for Adams Camp. And you're listening to Your Money Matters with Kurt Rogers of Affordable Interest Mortgage. I'm Dan Muir in for Scott Watley, and we'll be right back. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
I was out on my motorcycle, and a car came out of nowhere and hit me. And I was hurt bad. My life was instantly turned upside down. I can't go to work. My bike was totaled. I had some savings, but that's all gone. And on top of all that, the person who hit me didn't have any insurance at all. I just don't know what to do.
After you've been in a motorcycle accident, call Kevin Flesh at Flesh Law. He will answer all of your questions. Kevin Flesh will help you determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. And he has the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance company designed to minimize your claim. Call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 to find out how he can help you to get the compensation that you deserve. That's Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Call now and get back on the road.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
All righty, welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters with Mr. Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. And I am not Scott Watley, obviously. I don't have that Texas drawl. Scott is off today on personal business. I am Dan Muir. I am the co-host of Rush to Reason. You can catch Rush to Reason every weekday afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. right here on KLZ 560.
Kurt Rogers. Kurt Rogers.
Kurt? Did I say cut?
You said cut the last time.
No, Kurt.
No, the first.
I know. Thing. I said cot. I think I was thinking of taking a nap.
Yeah, like, see, that's what I said. You need it.
It's like, oh my gosh! And of course, you can always find Kurt by going to aimortgage.net, or you can give him a call with any of your mortgage or personal questions at 720-895-0500.
Yeah, do a dear Abby, so it's going to be a dear Kurt, right?
It's a dear Kurt.
Cot. Just call him up.
Dear God. Dear God, I have a personal issue. Great. And our guest is Lindsay Radford, and she's with Adams Camp. And you can find out more about Adams Camp by going to adamscamp.org. And Lindsay, why don't you just give us a quick recap again of what Adams Camp does and who you help and who you service.
Sure. So we're a camp that is specifically designed for kids with disabilities. And so we start serving kids at age one, and our oldest camper is all the way up to 43. And we've been in business for 30 plus years. And really what we do is we do a really unique therapy model that helps kids work with their core goals that they're trying to hit, whether it's walking, talking, you know, handwriting, socialization. It can be all of those kind of things. And we bring five kids together on a team, five therapists over 5 days, and we go up to Snow Mountain Ranch at the YMCA and get to work on that starting June 17th is our first day of camp.
Well, it's coming right up.
Just about 30 days away, just over.
Yeah, it's coming
right
up.
I know. We're panicked.
I bet you are. Okay, so, but now the camp has been very successful.
Yes.
And so you're starting to outgrow the facilities that you're in. So tell us what your plans are and how you, and what you're looking at for future growth.
So I think we're going to start with early start, because we really have identified that, you know, when you're born with a disability, you automatically fall into the birth to three program that exists. The problem is at age three, you're supposed to be able to roll into a preschool program with the school system. But a lot of times the schools honestly are full. By the time you turn three, those places are already filled and you kind of end up with this gap year. And so what we've really looked at is that there's a high need for programming, especially in the city and in all suburbs, for this 1-4 programming that we have called Early Start. So our plan is to try to look at bringing on additional staff next year, and we really want to go crazy and roll out for the summer 5 weeks of early start programming. And whether a child does it 1 week or multiple weeks, we can work with them on their goals and really keep them moving forward through that gap period, because we don't want them to lose, you know, for example, my son who has Down syndrome, if he had a year with no therapy or 9 months without therapy, that would be detrimental for him, because he's not strengthening his muscles. He's not learning to, you know, work on his hand grasp or things like that that he's going to need when he gets to school.
He would back up, basically.
He would really, yeah. And so those are such formative years. I mean, think how much you learn in those early years. Or if you had a kid, you know how fast they skyrocket.
A lot. Yeah.
Okay, it's question amazing. I have is, there's probably many listeners that understand that they were not unaware of this camp.
Mm-hmm.
They either might have a child or have a family member that does it. How do they contact you? And is there a process that they have to go through to be eligible?
Yes. So what I would recommend is that they go to adamscamp.org, click on the Colorado button for our site. We still have openings for camp. And so we have, now I will be honest with you and tell you that there are select teams. So we'd have to do and we do this with all of our new families coming, and we do an intake process to say, okay, let's figure out what your child's needs are. Let's see what your goals are for your child, and then we can slot you appropriately. So they're more than welcome to call the office. They're more than welcome to fill out the application. And then what I would also say is that we have, if you're in the Early Start range, that next round of Early Start programming will launch in the fall. So we'll be posting that up pretty quickly for that time period. So that's also something that we can work with you on to figure out, is your child a good match for Early Start? And so that's kind of what we're looking at. And every fall, our registration opens in November. And we always tell people, keep an eye out, or at least. And if you don't think you can do it this year, then let us help you do it for next year. And we're very generous. We scholarship everybody at 50%. But then on top of that, we do need-based scholarships. And, you know, I just met with the scholarship committee about 2 weeks ago, and we handed out our scholarships. And I can tell you, we have families that are making $5,000 annually, and we got them to camp. And we are big proponents of getting campers up there, especially if it's their first time. If it's your first time, we're going to do everything we can to get you to camp, because we just know that value, and we really want to see your kid have a great experience and a great opportunity to grow. And there's nothing cooler than when this whole team comes together. And while you may face obstacles in the real world at camp, everybody believes that anything is possible with your kid.
Well, that brings up my next question. The cost of, okay, you have 5 weeks in Winter Park, mm-hmm. and you have 50 kids a week. If I'm just thinking about the place to stay and the food, there's an expense to this. So what kind of funding do you take? Donations? Do you have fundraisers? Are there things that you do? Do you have big companies? How does that all work?
So we do a mix of everything. And we do actually help scholarship for some of the housing as well. And we work with other community partners. Friends of Man really came through. It's a nonprofit that helps some of our campers. They're just different nonprofits and community groups that really kind of step up and try to help families. So we may not be the only funding source. There may be some other group that steps in to help. Groups like Developmental Pathways are big. Sometimes the kids are on different waivers and they qualify for different funding. But then, honestly, we rely on a lot of our fundraisers. We have a golf tournament coming up June 16th that is absolutely a ton of fun.
Where's it at?
Because
I'm a golfer, so I got to figure this out. Because you brought that up.
Thank
you very much.
The Colorado Golf Club in Parker. So it's an exclusive place to get to play golf. So if you don't usually get to go there,
yes,
it's a beautiful course. So
yes,
if you're an avid golfer,
very much so.
Take a look at it. And then we are going to have a Battle of the Bands coming up on September 13th that we're organizing right now, which is going to be a ton of fun. It's going to be in a barn, and just we believe in having fun. I mean, we're camp, so if we're going to do a fundraiser.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be one heck of a fun party.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and then going back to the actual camp itself, so you say, you know, you're for 5 weeks, each camp lasts 5 days, correct?
Yep.
But as you mentioned in the first half hour, this isn't just for, especially the younger kids, this isn't just for the kids, is it?
No. So we have parents that are up there, and they'll get to do programming and have those breaks. And then I have to tell you something really cool about the sibling program. So when you're a sibling and to a kid who has a disability, I can't tell you how many times you get dragged along to the doctor's office or the therapist's office.
Yep.
I mean, how boring for a kid.
That'd be awful as a kid.
Awful.
Oh my gosh.
I used to think going to Home Depot with my dad was bad.
Yeah.
This would be really
Could
bad.
You imagine going to a doctor's office?
I'd love to go to Home Depot now, but like, So what we do is we have a sibling program. And so the first hour, they get dropped off right at the same time the kid going through therapy camp does, and they get to sit down and they spend the first hour of sibling camp working on a scrapbook. And one of the sweetest things that they do is they write a letter to their sibling who has a disability. And the volunteers help them write if they're too young to write. But it's the things I wish I could tell you or the things that I want you to know. And they collect photos of their siblings, and we put it all together in a scrapbook. And at the end of camp, there's a parent ceremony. And so the siblings, one by one, stand up and talk about their scrapbook that they made and what the most important things are about their sibling with a disability. And the parents are just sobbing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just sobbing. And what's really sweet about it is they also just have that chance to connect. Because, you know, even for my kids, people will ask, well, why isn't Noah talking that much? And why is Noah not doing this? Or why is Noah not doing that? And so it's a chance to say, oh, you get that question too? Man, how do you answer that? And what do you say? And just to relate, know that you're not the only one that has a brother or sister who's a little different.
Now, with all these camps, I understand you have all the therapists comes in and you have other folks.
Mm-hmm.
Do you take volunteers?
We love volunteers. No. You know, actually, we do take volunteers. And we've hired about 107 volunteers. That was the last update from this morning's staff meeting. We have 107 that are hired for the summer right now. But get this. This is what I have to tell you. We have 100 on the waiting list.
So you have a lot. You have a lot of volunteers.
That's fantastic.
We'll pull them in throughout the year because we'll have other programs. So I always tell people, if you want to volunteer at Adams Camp, when those volunteer applications go live in January, jump on them, get your paperwork in, don't delay. It's such a cool experience. I have my finance director in the office, has a son who's at Harvard, smart kid. Dad used to work for corporate America and got out of corporate America to come and volunteer and work for Adams Camp. And he said, you know, I sent my son to Adams Camp to be a volunteer. And he said, I was shocked by the kid that came back because his heart for people had changed, his patience with people had changed, his awareness of everything around him had changed. And he said, it has made him a much better person moving forward because he spent a week really understanding how people are different and just how valuable they are, even if they're different.
Well, you start to realize the blessings that you have and mm-hmm. what you can give other people and how they give back, and they're not the same as you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a great experience. So I encourage everybody to check it out if you're looking for a good experience. You know, and on top of that, if you're a teenager, it's a week away from your parents in the mountains. How can you go wrong?
How can you go wrong? The parents should be encouraging their teenagers. So do you need special skills to be a volunteer at Adams Camp?
No, you just have to. We go through an interview process. You know, we want to make sure your heart's in the right spot, because the reality is there are a lot of high schoolers that have to get volunteer hours. We want to make sure that this is really the right spot for you,
right?
And that you really do have the patience and open-mindedness to be at camp, obviously. But no, there's not really any other special skill, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, honestly, you get to go to camp, you get to go zip lining with everybody else, you get to go down the alpine slide with everybody else.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's camp, but not your camp. It's camp for someone else that you get to help and watch mm-hmm. them grow. So, yeah, well, you get to get away, and you get to enjoy all those things.
You do.
You really start to benefit in other ways.
Mm-hmm. Pretty remarkable.
So.
No, it sounds absolutely fantastic. Once again, for more information, go to adamscamp.org. And and our guest is Lindsay Radfield with Adams Camp. What's your position there?
Executive director.
You're the big cheese.
It's a big title.
That is a big title.
The head honcho.
No wonder she knows everything.
As my husband likes to say, yeah, just it's a really good thing, honey. Don't screw it up.
Stay calm.
No, that's very, very good. Okay, so I'll tell you what. Let's take a break here, and then we'll come back and wrap this up. So you're listening to Your Money Matters with Kurt Rogers of Affordable Interest Mortgage, and you can always find Kurt by giving him a call at 720-895-0500 or go to aimortgage.net. Dan Muir in for Scott Whatley. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Are you well-positioned today with your current financial advisors? Or should you consider switching advisors? And if so, how can you find the right one? To help people like you, Dot Mechtenberg offers a free second opinion service. Let Dot help you achieve your retirement goals. Call Dot Mechtenberg today at 303-940-7807. That's 303-940-7807 or visit dotmechtenberg.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
All righty, welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Dan Muir in for Scott Wiley. This is Your Money Matters with Kurt Rogers, the big cheese over there at Affordable Interest Mortgage.
Is that Swiss? Swiss. 12 below. What kind of cheese am I now?
You're a veteran, so you're American cheese, baby.
Thank you very much.
You're American cheese.
You are correct.
That's right. And Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500, AIMortgage.net. And we were talking to Lindsay Radford. She is the executive director for Adams Camp. And you can find out more about Adams Camp by going to adamscamp.org. I'm sure you can fill out the volunteer forms. You can donate, all sorts of things on that website, correct?
Absolutely.
All right.
We like the donation part.
Yeah, because Kurt, you had a question.
Yeah, greatest needs. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts you have. What are the greatest needs that someone could do to help?
You know what? We're in the middle of a supply drive right now for camp. And so what we're telling everybody is if you don't want to have a garage sale, call us. Because our camp really doesn't have a whole lot of money to go out and buy supplies. So a financial donation will help us buy some really expensive therapy equipment. So that's where the money helps. But if you also have simple things like puzzles or art supplies or trikes or bikes or scooters or yard games, cornhole games, things like that that you're not using that are just collecting dust in your garage or in your closet, definitely shoot us an email or call us and let us know, because we have volunteers who would be willing to drive around the city to help pick up donations. And all of those supplies come in. And what they do is those things will be used for our siblings during camp. They'll be used for some of our campers. And, you know, I'll give you an example. If you donate a scooter, it's really easy for a physical therapist to take that, work with a kid, and help them learn to balance. That's core strength. That's balance, which are all great skills that every kid needs. If you don't have core strength, you're not going to be able to sit at a desk in a classroom and write correctly, because you're going to be leaning over and slouched.
Stuff we don't even think about.
Yeah, I had a mom who donated several Lego sets, and those will be terrific for my kids who need to work on their pincher.
Yeah.
So, you know what, which then turns around into a skill for handwriting. We have some neighbors who donated bikes to us. We're going to put training wheels on those bikes, and that'll also help with balance and physical motion. And then musical instruments. I mean, I've gotten some musical instruments donated, which are huge, because I will tell you, that's one of the things I learned with my own son who has Down syndrome, is that sometimes you need something else to motivate a kid, and music will really motivate kids with disabilities. It's awesome. They'll sing during the songs. They may not want to talk, but they'll sing. Same with kids with autism. Sometimes that music just opens them up. So any of those kind of items are terrific. And you're more than welcome to call the office, and we can figure out how we can pick it up or how you can drop it off. So
question I had, I forgot to ask you earlier. You talked about you basically have like three different phases, 1 to 3.
Mm-hmm. 4.
1 to 4, sorry.
Yep.
I really was paying attention. And then from 4 up to 11, 12 years old, mm-hmm. and then above that is the adventure camp. Now, the younger ones are in the city. How many of those do you have throughout the year?
We have 4 of those throughout the year, but we're really hoping to really explode that program and grow it even further. We're actually working with a group in Fort Collins to take early start to Fort Collins, and we're looking at trying to get it into Colorado Springs. We're talking to some folks there, and then honestly, we want to get it over onto the Western Slope too, because there's just still that need. And we're the only therapy camp with this model in the entire country. We've done a ton of research on that to be able to make sure that we're the only people that are doing it. It's very hard to replicate, in all honesty, because of the hiring and the matching, but we have that. And I can tell you that we're also going to be a part of a study with Rutgers University this year, because our model is so unique, they want to take a look at it.
Yeah. Okay, Lindsay, it looks like we've got a call. Shannon, welcome to Haystack Help Radio. How are you?
Hi, I'm fabulous. I'm so excited that Lindsay is on your show. She is amazing. She is such an asset to Adams Camp. We're so blessed. In fact, I met Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
I met Lindsay. My child had already been in Adams Camp, I think 3 times or 2 times at least, when Lindsay and her family were first exposed. And so we met at their very first Adams Camp, and next thing you know, a couple of years later, she's heading the whole thing. And the one thing I wanted to say, I don't mean to just keep talking, but the one thing that I want to say, because I know time is short, is when you have a child with any extra needs or special needs, exposure, you just have no idea what your children are capable of unless you put things in front of them. And Adams Camp is a great way to do that. And I'm a huge firm supporter in Adams Camp, and I tell everybody about it because it does expose you to things that you may not have been exposed to and that your kids may not have been exposed to. And the other thing that is so key with kids who have any kind of delays is just don't give up. You just have to keep at it, because they're going to get it at some point.
Shannon, if you could name one thing that Adams Camp did for your child, what would that be?
I heard Lindsay say about just being introduced to all kinds of new ways to introduce different types of therapies, because you have the same therapists over and over, and they do bring a lot of the same things to the table. So when your child is exposed to all of these different therapists that they've never met before, and they're all coming together to work as a team to help your child with their specific needs, it impacts them and changes their lives and the family's lives.
If you guys could actually see Shannon's daughter, Evie, she is the most adorable little girl you've ever seen.
How old is she?
Oh, how old?
She's 6.
6, yeah. And here's the thing. She always has a bow in her hair and looks so cute and put together.
That's wonderful.
And the other thing that people can't believe is our children's reading skills. People have no idea. Lindsay had a group meeting at her house recently, and we showed up, and her son and my daughter and another one of our friend's son were passing around flashcards. And they were all, like, you know, showing them to each other, and they all knew all the words at 6 and 7 years old.
Wow.
And it really, and because we've all exposed our children at such young ages, they're just sponges. And it may take a little while, but boy, once they get it, and they're so visual, that's what makes all the difference in the world, is they love being exposed to new things. And as Lindsay said, if it's stagnant and stale, they're not interested.
They're really like a normal child. Yeah, they're like the rest of us. Yeah. I mean,
they
get tired of listening to their parents, so they can walk away.
We don't like stale and stagnant. No.
No.
I mean, you know, any fun, fresh, new way to learn things, they're all over it. And throw in music and movement, they're done. I mean, they're all over it. They love it. And that's what Adams Camp does, is they really throw in so many fresh ideas from all of the top therapists, and it just changes everyone's life. And it really shows you what's possible. I mean, my jaw drops every time we go, and this is going to be year number 5 for us.
Oh, I was going to ask you how long you've been going, so thank you.
Yeah, she started when she was 2, and it just, you know, it's really scary at first because she had never been left with anybody before. She's been left with family and friends, but not like in a situation like that at all. She didn't have any daycare or anything. And so, you know, it was really a little bit of a painful, it was kind of bittersweet, but oh my goodness, it really, when you just jump in with both feet, and they are so supportive of parents, so supportive. And the siblings have, and my daughter's an only child, but the siblings have each other to talk about with all of their challenges and what it's like to have child or a sibling with special needs and how that impacts them. And I think just everybody's better for it. I mean,
well, Shannon,
Adams Camp is the best.
Thank you so much for calling in. Yeah, that is a great testimony.
It is.
And, you know, really, it sounds like that when people come together, they really become part of this community then.
Oh, they
do.
It's
Adams Camp community.
They do. We have families that will come across the country and coordinate when they come to camp because they've met at camp and they want to meet at camp every year.
Yeah, okay, no, that
sounds
great.
I said I was going to do this. This won't take long. The 43-year-old.
Yes.
How long, he or she?
He.
How long has he been coming?
Oh, he's been coming since he was in his 20s. I mean, he's just, and beyond, before that, actually. I mean, every year, for a while, the conversation was, when are we going to tell him no? And everybody said, you know what? We just can't tell him no. Like, this is his favorite thing every summer. It's what he looks forward to. So, nope, come on back.
And
we want to have
you.
Some great
well,
Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for doing what you do at Adams Camp. And once again, go to adamscamp.org. Donate, volunteer, fill out the forms. Get your kid enrolled if you need to. And just really appreciate all that you do. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kurt. You're lying. You're up.
Actually, I don't have any disclosures. We didn't talk. Well, we did.
We
talk
did
about
at the very
one.
Beginning.
Okay, 7400 East Arapahoe Road, Suite 109, Centennial, Colorado. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate, equal credit lender. 298-191 is our NMLS number, and our phone number is 720-895-0500, and I'm signing off as Cott. Thank you very much.
All right. Cott Rogers. Thanks, Cott Rogers. Okay, that's it for us. Join me and John Rush this afternoon at 3. And keep it tuned right here to KLZ 560.
Opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.